Once again, I found another picture hanging crooked. Our silly new maid was afflicted with the tendency to knock over everything she neared with a feather duster. If it weren't for the fact that my husband had taken a shine to her and her enormous tits, I would have had her out on her ear for her sloppy work. Admittedly, she did look every part the slutty little free-use fucktoy in her French maid uniform. But there is only so much shoddy housework one can tolerate.
There were so many pictures to dust in this vast house. Every wall seemed covered in paintings of idyllic English landscapes or like family ancestors. And many were so high up that I had to use a stool to reach them with my feather duster.
I strode through the house, noticing another vase out of place. I wanted to find our new maid and remind her to take more care when cleaning. I found her tottering on a stool, reaching up to clean a constable. Her tiny skirt was utterly failing to cover her round bottom as she stretched upwards, and her stocking tops were clearly on display. My husband had noticed, too, as he was advancing behind her to grope her tempting ass.
I let out a short yelp as I felt a male hand under my skirt, squeezing my ass. Despite working for this couple for over 2 weeks, I still wasn't used to being free use as their dirty little sex maid.
The pathetic girl almost tumbled from the stool in surprise as my husband took advantage of her position. It was only his hand squeezing her backside that prevented her from falling. To her credit, she recovered quickly and continued to dust, running the bright pink feather duster over the top of the priceless painting, trying her hardest to show she was comfortable with my husband's groping.
His hands kneaded my soft flesh, cupping my ass and squeezing as I tried to continue with my work. He often did this, and I knew it any time I had to bend over to pick something up or get on my knees to clean the floor. I was in danger of provoking my lustful new master.
Darling, I called, causing my husband to stop his fun and turn to me. Can I have a word with the girl? I asked. He stepped aside and the maid stepped down sheepishly. Clearly my tone hinted that I was displeased with her.
I got off the stool and stood ready to face my mistress. As always, she was immaculate and seemed to be dressed for riding in tall riding boots, tan leggings, and a well-fitted jacket. I focused on her feet, worried at what I had done to earn her displeasure.
For such a buxom girl, she seemed so small standing before me. Her head was lowered. Her arms were behind her back, clutching her duster, her huge chest sticking out before her. My husband had her wearing a new dress with an even lower neckline. A disgusting amount of cleavage was on display, and her giant heavy tits were in constant danger of spilling out. Just the way he liked it.
She ordered me to come closer, and so I did, presenting myself to her as my master watched. What can I do for you, ma'am? I asked.
I told her of my displeasure with her cleaning and how she'd left paintings and ornaments out of place. I tutted and once again reminded her of the standards I expected of her.
I apologized and tried to reassure her I'd do better. I wondered if dropping to my knees would appease her, and if begging for her forgiveness would prevent the punishment I sensed was coming, but I was scared she'd think me even more pathetic and chastise me even further.
My husband may be pleased with your sexual performance. God knows he spends most of his time drooling over your enormous jugs as they jiggle about. But you still have other duties to attend to, and I will not have you performing them so poorly. Is that clear?
Yes, ma'am, was all I could utter. Her mentioning my chest made me so self-conscious of how revealing my uniform was, and even without looking, I knew my master would be staring at them. I could feel his hungry eyes on me.
Look at me when I'm addressing you, I reprimanded.
I looked up. Her sadistic eyes stared down at me. Even in the slutty heels I was made to wear, she still towered over me.
Oh, clearly this girl needed the standards I expected beaten into her. Less carrot, more stick, I thought to myself. I turned to my husband. Darling, I think you should punish her. Teach our little American girl here the proper English way of doing things.
A wicked smile came across his face, and he praised my mistress on her excellent idea. Butterflies started to flutter in my tummy as I wondered what they had in mind for me. I had been punished before. I was sent to my room and forbidden from having any supper like a naughty girl. Last week, I was made to stand in the corner of the dining room facing that wall for the whole evening as I had set the table incorrectly, but never had they beaten me.
A good old-fashioned spanking should teach this useless girl to try harder, I suggested to my husband, who readily agreed. Lean forward, hands on your knees. Get that naughty bottom up, I instructed.
And I did so, knowing that any hesitation would only lead to angering my mistress further. So I leaned forward, kept my legs straight with my hands on my knees. My tall heels made it even harder, but I presented myself readily.
Her massive, heavy tits almost spilled from her uniform, and her cleavage bulged as her uniform somehow managed to contain her weighty chest. The tweed tutu-style petticoat of her uniform meant that her round arse cheeks were a clear target in the centre of the white ruffles.
I felt so exposed and humiliated. I was going to be spanked like a petulant child. My master walked around me, positioning himself behind me, ready to strike my bare bottom, and I tensed myself. I tensed myself, waiting for the first blow.
When he struck her, the sound of flesh on flesh filled the room. The unmistakable sound of a spank cracked, and she let out a gasp.
It stung, and I felt my right buttock jiggle with the force of his blow. He spanked me again and again in quick succession. His strong hand, time and time again, came down on my ass as I bit my lip and remained silent.
She braced herself and took the punishment well, but I could tell by the tone of the blows that my husband was going easy on her. He had developed a soft spot for the silly girl, and I needed to remind him that she was just a servant after all. Harder, darling, I told my husband. Don't go easy on her. If you do, she'll never learn any better.
My ass was already starting to sting, and I winced at the thought of him spanking even harder. He paused briefly, as if building his strength, and then slapped my ass hard.
She cried out in pain as her body shuddered with the impact. Her huge tits wobbled precariously in her dress.
I tried to keep quiet, but I couldn't help but gasp and yelp and whimper, and he spanked me harder. Each blow stung my bare ass and sent the distinct sound of my punishment echoing through the house.
Oh, come on, darling. You can go harder. Spank her like you really mean it, I encouraged him. Give her such a sore bottom that it hurts for her to sit down for the rest of the day.
He spanked me even harder, but it clearly wasn't enough for my mistress.
No, harder still, I told my husband, but he was too soft on the girl. Here, let me do it, I insisted, and I had him step aside so I could take up position behind her.
No, I pleaded as a painful spank landed across my ass. It hurt so much more when she did it. I burst into tears and the pain grew worse and worse as my bottom became more and more sore. And she was spanking me so hard that I almost stumbled forward and I had to steady myself, which caused my tits to slip free of my uniform.
Her stupid big tits spilled from her dress. They popped out and hung there, swinging under her and swaying as I continued to administer the spanking. They were ginormous, two massive breasts topped with large nipples that looked utterly ridiculous. But my husband was enamoured with them, and I could see him smiling as he watched them swing with every blow.
She kept spanking me, each blow delivering a stinging shot of pain across my ass. I could feel my body juddering every time her hand connected with my bottom and my breasts swinging under me.
Are you learning now? I asked her, and she could only sob a pathetic yes as I turned her bottom bright red.
I struggled to answer clearly, but the spanking was so painful it was hard to utter a simple yes. But I managed it, and she stopped, leaving me there still bent over and my tits hanging below me.
You are a disgrace, I told her. Look at you, out of uniform.
I couldn't think what she meant. I was dressed, as always, in my French maid uniform, stockings, heels, and headpiece. I had ensured I was neat and tidy before attending to my duties earlier that morning. And then it occurred to me that my tits had slipped from my dress.
Just look at you. You look like a wanton slapper with your ridiculous tits hanging out.
I'm so sorry, ma'am, was all I could utter, knowing it would do no good to point out that it was her brutal spanking that had caused them to spill out from this low-cut dress they made me wear.
And look at what your swinging tits have done to my husband, I said, and I pointed to the apparent swelling in his trousers.
Well, I looked over to see my master standing only feet away with a very, very clear erection in his pants, a clear tent pole standing proudly and pointing straight at me. I simply gulped.
Well, what will you do about the swelling you've given my husband? I demanded to know. The simple girl became flustered and gawped at my husband's cock, as if she'd never seen a hard-on before.
She told me to do something about it, and although I had pleasured my master several times since working for them, the situation kind of fuddled my mind. I was bent over, still, breasts hanging, having just been spanked sore. And my master with a bulge in his pants now just inches from my face.
The useless girl just stared at his cock. Oh, for heaven's sake, girl, I said in despair. Give him a titty wank or something. He's been drooling over your fat jugs all morning. Finally, this seemed to prod her into action.
I drop down to my knees before reaching up and unzipping his fly, and the sound of his zipper was so loud, and as it opened, I could see the bulge in his shorts. I reached in, pulling his underwear down, which caused his hard cock to spring forward.
The sight of my husband's impressive cock never ceases to thrill me. And seeing it arise from his trousers, inches from her face, I admit, made me a little envious.
I took my breast up in my hands, squishing them together and presenting my cleavage for my master to push his dick into, and I raised myself up on my knees as best I could, offering my chest up and bracing myself for my master to drive himself between my tits.
No, 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 no! I practically yelled. Your tits need to be wet for a good titty fuck. Or his cock, at least. Oh, sometimes you have to do things yourself, and I wasn't going to let her have all the fun with my husband's lovely cock.
And with that, she stepped between me and the master and dropped to her knees and started to suck him enthusiastically. She gripped his thighs and impaled herself upon his cock as I watched on. Her head bobbed back and forth as inch after inch of his cock vanished, not only into her mouth, but down her throat. She kept going and going, forcing every last inch of his shaft down her neck until her chin pressed up against his balls, and when she pulled back, his dick was coated in her saliva, which now started to drip from her chin, and his cock, his thick strings. She gagged and gagged, drooling as she made a disgusting mess of herself and his cock and balls. She pushed so hard upon his dick that she coughed up sprays of spit that dripped from her lips. Finally, when she pulled away, her eyes were watery and her elegant makeup ruined, but she smiled. Out of a slick, jewel-covered mess she'd made of my master's cock.
There. Now his cock is nicely lubed, so you can give him a nice wet titty fuck, I said, and presented her with my husband's dick, dripping with my drool.
I moved forward on my knees, holding my tits up to his slick cock, and he looked down at me expectantly. I took a breast in each hand and wrapped his dick around my big, soft, heavy tits, and he sighed in pleasure as I then began to work my chest up and down around him.
Her tits were so huge, they swallowed up my husband's ample cock almost entirely. The end of his cock would pop out from between her giant breasts on each down movement as the girl tit-wanked him. Good girl, I said encouragingly, remembering that staff are often like horses and do need praise from time to time.
I pressed my tits together harder and pumped them up and down. All of my mistress's spit coating his dick made wet, squelching noises as I pleasured him. I could feel his thickness as he started to rock his hips in the rhythm of my tit jerking.
My husband was clearly enjoying the girl's chest immensely, and I could see him thrusting more and more vigorously, so much so that she started to rock with each motion of his hips. I thought he might cause the poor dear to topple backwards.
He kept slamming himself into me, pounding away at my tits and clearly building up to coming. Each thrust made me rock, and I felt my mistress step around behind me and support me, keeping me in place so that my master could fuck my tits as hard as he pleased.
That's it, I said. Fuck her fat tits like they're a pussy. Recognizing the telltale grunts of my husband, signaling he was about to come, I couldn't help but encourage him.
I released the grip of my tits a little, allowing him to fuck my chest with ease. Spit and pre-cum oozed about my cleavage as he grunted louder and louder, and he thrusted faster and faster, building to an orgasmic crescendo.
I think I became a little envious and stepped forward and separated my husband's cock from her deep cleavage. I took his dick in my hand and started to jerk him, intending to finish him off myself, as any good wife should.
I kept my breasts held up, presenting them to both my master and mistress as she worked his dripping cock.
It only took a few seconds of firm wrist action for my husband to spurt. He moaned in relief and I felt him pulse. His dick twitched with each jet of thick, delicious cum, splashing over our maid's heavy tits.
He kept coming and coming, glazing my chest. In a coating of his seed, I felt it warm and thick, running between my breasts, which I was still holding up and pushing together.
Good girl, I told her, as I watched the last drop of my husband's spunk drip from his dick and onto her cum-soaked cleavage.
It should have felt disgusting, slimy and gross. It should have felt used, but instead I felt proud. Somehow proud that I had been of use, that I had fulfilled my role. And my mistress, her praising me only made it worse, and I nodded and said, thank you. Thank you, mistress.
Well, what are you waiting for? Aren't you going to clean yourself up?
I looked down at the semen splashed over my chest. Knowing my master and mistress, I guess what they wanted me to do, and I lifted a breast to my mouth and started to lick.
Her tits were so big. She took one in both hands and raised it to her mouth with ease. She started to lick, and soon she was lapping my husband's cum off her massive breasts. She licked and swallowed down his jizz as we both stood watching her.
My degrading humiliation was now complete. I had been reduced to this, a cum guzzling slut. But as I lapped and licked the cum off my tits, I could feel my pussy was wet, and this was my place now, and I liked it.
She sucked her own nipples, swallowing down the spunk until her chest was almost clean. The last few drops she scooped with her hand and sucked off her dirty little fingers.
Having swallowed all his cum, I looked up at my mistress for her approval, which I now craved. I needed to know I had been a good, submissive girl.
Good. But what about my husband? Are you only going to attend to yourself? I said, looking at his cock that was still wet with spittle and cum.
My submissive side had fully risen now, and so I quickly took his cock in my hands. Sorry, ma'am, I said, and I started to clean my master's dick. I ran my tongue up and down his shaft, licking and swallowing. with relish.
She made quick work of his length, and before I could command her to, she had taken his cock in her mouth.
He was semi-hard, and so it was easy to take him all in my mouth. I sucked and worked my tongue over him, ensuring he was washed in my mouth.
Her dedication was impressive, and I could see that his cock was soon nice and clean, and getting hard again. That's enough, I said. That's enough, I snapped, and the slutty girl finally stopped.
I could feel him swelling in my mouth again. I could feel myself pleasing him, but I wanted to do my duty to fulfill my role, but she ordered me to stop, and reluctantly, I did.
I couldn't have this silly American getting ideas above her station. That was still my husband's cock, after all. Toddle off and dust the study, will you? I said. You are done here.
I stood and gave a shallow little curtsy, and I started to leave.
And take more care when cleaning, and we'll say no more on the matter, I called out after her as she left. I then turned to my husband's hardening cock. It was my go to do my wifely duty, and so I sank to my knees before him.
I started off towards the study, but I could hear the my mistress sucking him and knew they would be busy for a while. Slipping my hand under my skirt, I could feel how wet I was. I had just enough time to get to my quarters first and have some fun of my own.